Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Adding external resistance to your trail walks or outdoor sessions is one of the most effective ways to build cardiovascular endurance, burn extra calories, and condition your lower body. But when it comes to choosing your gear, a debate usually pops up. Should you opt for a weighted vest for rucking or a traditional rucksack? Rucking backpack. Both options add resistance, but they distribute weight across your body in fundamentally different ways. This changes how your joints experience stress, how you breathe, and how useful the setup is for actual outdoor adventures. Here is a breakdown of how weighted vests and rucksacks stack up across biomechanics, comfort, maximum load, and real-world trail performance, so you can pick the right gear for your training goals. 1. Biomechanics and weight distribution. The core difference between a weighted vest and a rucksack comes down to physics and center of gravity. Weighted vests, even in center distribution. Weighted vests hug your torso tightly, placing mass evenly across your chest, back, and shoulders. Center of gravity remains near your body's natural center. Postural effect. Because half the weight sits on your chest, it helps counteract the backward pull that usually happens with heavy loads. Mobility moves directly with your upper body. It won't shift around, making it steady on steep technical trails or during agile movements like agility drills or bodyweight exercises. For example, push-ups or pull-ups along a trail stop. Rucksacks, rear-loaded leverage. A rucksack loads weight almost entirely on your back, pulling your shoulders backward and downward. Center of gravity shifted slightly behind you. Postural effect forces your core, glutes, and upper back, traps, and rear deltoids to work continuously to keep you upright. This mimics the physical demands of backpacking, building targeted strength along your posterior chain. Spinal load. Because the weight hangs off your shoulders and hips, it applies vertical compression through your spine. Proper form requires keeping your core engaged to prevent lower back arching. Comfort with vests. Weighted vests work exceptionally well for short to medium durations at lighter loads, 10 to 30 pounds. However, once you push past 30 pounds, the chest straps can restrict full diaphragm expansion during heavy breathing, making high-intensity uphill efforts feel noticeably harder on your lungs. Comfort with rucksacks. Quality rucksacks feature wide, padded shoulder straps and a padded hip belt. A hip belt transfers up to 70-80% of the pack's weight off your shoulders and onto your strong pelvic structure. This hip transfer allows you to comfortably carry 40-plus pounds over long distances without crushing your chest or straining your collarbones. 3. Real-world utility on the trail. If your goal is purely fitness conditioning on local paved paths or well-maintained park trails, both tools work great. But if you take your workout onto remote trails, utility matters. The rucksack advantage. Real gear storage. A rucksack is built to hold items. It easily carries hydration bladders, first aid kits, extra layers, and snacks. If you plan to spend more than 90 minutes in the backcountry, a rucksack lets you train with realistic resistance while keeping essential safety gear on hand. The vest limitation, single-purpose tool. Weighted vests are strict conditioning tools. Most lack storage pockets entirely, or offer only tiny compartments for a phone or key. Carrying water usually requires adding a separate handheld bottle or running belt. The decision tree highlights the key trade-off between a weighted vest and a rucksack. It comes down to whether your focus is on short-burst fitness or long-distance trail readiness. When to choose a weighted vest. If your primary objective is fitness and calorie burn, a weighted vest is usually the better choice. Vests excel during short, high-intensity workouts where agility, balance, and quick movements matter. Because the weight is distributed evenly across your chest and back, the vest stays firmly secured against your torso without shifting or sloshing around. This makes it ideal for bodyweight circuit training, allowing you to seamlessly move from power hiking to push-ups, lunges, or trail squats without gear getting in your way. However, because it lacks storage capacity, it remains a dedicated, short-duration training tool. When to choose a rucksack? Conversely, if your goal is hiking and trail readiness, a rucksack is the clear winner. Rucksacks are engineered for long-distance endurance, loading the weight onto your back and hips in a way that directly mimics the physical demands of multi-day backpacking or heavy load carriage. Beyond providing realistic resistance that builds your posterior chain and leg strength, a rucksack is functionally useful. It holds essential gear like hydration bladders, extra clothing layers, food, and emergency supplies. For serious hikers planning extended trail outings or preparing for wilderness treks, the rucksack offers both the resistance you need and the utility required for the outdoors. 4. Calorie burn and cardiovascular strain. Both methods significantly increase calorie expenditure compared to unweighted walking. The math on weight: adding 20% of your body weight increases your energy expenditure, calorie burn, by roughly 15% to 25% at standard walking speeds. Weighted vests tend to spike heart rates faster during short, high-tempo efforts or hill sprints because the chest compression and tight torso wrap force faster breathing. Rucksacks shine during sustained endurance efforts. The posterior load engages the large muscle groups in your legs and hips, glutes, hamstrings, calves, over hours, turning standard hikes into low-impact strength endurance sessions. The final verdict: which should you choose? Choose a weighted vest if your primary goal is fitness, calorie burn, and conditioning on shorter hikes, under 1 to 2 hours. You like combining hiking with bodyweight workouts, squats, lunges, push-ups. You prefer an even weight distribution that keeps your balance centered on steep terrain. You carry lighter loads, under 30 pounds. Choose a rucksack if you are training specifically for backpacking, trekking, or military selection. You hike longer distances where carrying water, snacks, and safety gear is necessary. You want to carry heavier weights, 30 to 50 plus pounds, without restricting your chest breathing. You want to build targeted posterior chain strength, upper back, core, and glutes. Both options offer excellent fitness benefits. If you want a versatile, single-purpose workout tool for neighborhood hills and quick trail loops, grab a weighted vest. If you want a functional piece of outdoor gear that prepares you for long wilderness miles with real weight, go with a rucksack. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.